Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Friday, 11th June 2021. Top stories for today. Malaysia logs another 6,849 new COVID-19 cases today. The Klang Valley accounted for more than half of this, with 2,558 in Selangor and 884 in Kuala Lumpur. Meanwhile, there were 699 cases registered in Sarawak, 685 cases in Negeri Sembilan and Johor with 426 cases. This brings the overall total of cases to more than 646,000 since the pandemic began. Ahmad Hatta Kamaruzaman, the manager of Acre Solutions in Malaysia, was charged today in court over false information to win licenses from state energy player Petronas. Ahmad Hatta was accused of submitting documents with intent to mislead Petronas to enlist Syarikat Acre Engineering Malaysia as a company with Bumiputra status. Acre Solutions said yesterday it was confident they met all relevant requirements in Malaysia, including the latest renewal of the licenses in mid-2020. Meanwhile, the Industrial Court in Malaysia has ruled in favour of 65 migrant workers who sued US tyre maker Goodyear for underpaying them. Lawyer Chandrasekaran Rajendran said the court agreed that the workers from Nepal, India and Myanmar were entitled to benefits under a collective labour agreement that include shift allowances, annual bonuses and pay increases. The victory for foreign workers comes amid accusations of unpaid wages and employee mistreatment at the firm's Malaysian factory. Muslims in New Zealand object to tentative plans to film the 2019 Christchurch mosque shootings for not focusing on the victims of the attacks and that the attack was still too raw for grieving families and their community. The film titled They Are Us will focus on the response by Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern to the attacks on two mosques and the gunman's slaughter of Muslims worshippers. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said that the country would give at least 100 million surplus vaccines to poorest nations. And the Japanese government is considering ending a state of emergency in Tokyo and several other prefectures as scheduled, but keeping some curbs such as on restaurant hours until the Olympics starts in July. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astrawani.com for more on these stories.